We begin our sermon with a reading from my colleague, Paul LaRue. A religious fundamentalist is a literalist. A fundamentalist is someone who looks at religious writing and says, this is literally true. When a fundamentalist looks at the creation story, for instance, she or he does not say, this is an interesting story, or this is a metaphor, or symbolic, or poetry, or one way of expressing, or understanding, or conceptualizing, or valuing. A fundamentalist is one who says that it literally took God 6 24-hour days to create the world, and then 1 24-hour day to rest. Unitarians are fundamentalists. Why do I say that? Historically, Unitarians were those people who took the New Testament writings literally and said, but Jesus never said that he was God. At times he referred to himself as the Son of God, but he also called himself the Son of Man. It was only later that people said that Jesus was God, likewise the Holy Spirit. The Bible certainly has God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit coming down to earth in various forms. But the Bible never says that the Holy Spirit is one part of a three-part God. Never in the Bible is God presented as the triune Godhead. So historically, Unitarians were the people who literally and fundamentally rejected the Trinity. Unitarians considered themselves to be the only true Christians. We were the only people who were not led astray by faulty thinking. We were the bedrock fundamentalists who believed in a literal interpretation of the Bible. In the present day, our literalism has led to different conclusions. It has to be literally true, or I cannot accept it. I cannot accept it as poetry or story or myth, since I cannot accept things such as creation in 6 literal days and the virgin birth as being literally true. I will reject the whole body of literature as destructive hogwash. We are fundamentalists. We just happen to be left-wing fundamentalists as opposed to right-wing fundamentalists. End of reading. Fundamental. Its Latin root means to base firmly, that which is base, basic, and underlying. Your fundament is what you sit on, that on which you are most firmly based, and hence the humorous sermon title. To provide our lives with fundamental value and meaning is human nature. The trouble begins when what is fundamental slips into literalism. True literalists approach words as if they are to be believed rather than to be understood. It is a danger to be aware of. It is a trap we Unitarian Universalists tend to fall into when we approach, for example, the Bible. Literalism is a constriction of view that fails to perceive larger truths or understand metaphor and myth. With a quick hop and skip, it can lead to arrogance. When I taught a world religions class in a community college, I encountered an attitude among many students that bothered me. I came to refer to it as the quaint beliefs of those funny little Hindus attitude. Students who came to class with this attitude could not take seriously any belief that differed from their own. So they studied Hinduism, for example, in the same way they might study the artwork of a child, detached, superior, and paternally tolerant. But they did not study it as something that could enrich them as human beings. I sometimes find a similar attitude among us Unitarian Universalists, especially toward Christianity. I hear us making fun of important articles of the Christian faith, as if only a fool or a child could take any of it seriously. After all, we have outgrown all that silliness. Such an attitude, I think, says a great deal about the narrow-mindedness of those who adopt it. It would seem to me that when I am faced with a belief that is widely respected, intelligent, and reasonable people find inspiring, and yet appears to me silly, the proper attitude is not smug dismissal, but humble admission that I might have missed something somewhere. I want to be clear, I am not a Christian, but I maintain that Christianity is not silly, nor is it the faith of a fool or a child. It is a simple fact that both the Unitarian and the Universalist were once sects of Christianity. When we begin to feel smug and paternal, we would do well to remember what some of our great minds have said about it. 19th century Unitarian minister Theodore Parker declared he could conceive of no more moral and religious incarnation of God than Jesus of Nazareth. Then we should ask ourselves humbly what we have failed to understand. Christians are not automatically fools. The true fools, I would say, are those who denigrate the faith of others. Or put another way, those who box truth in rather than unfolding it. Faith is an unfolding. This is an insight from faith development theory. Indeed, the whole field of development theory reveals that while our bodies must stop growing as we reach adulthood, our inner selves do not, or they do not have to, although they often do. Cognitive development is structured by Jean Piaget and Eric Erickson. Moral development is researched by Lawrence Kolber, Carol Gilligan, and Norma Hahn. And faith development is pioneered by James Fowler. All recognize sequential stages that we grow into as we engage the changes and challenges of our lives. This evolution claims most of a lifetime. Each new stage expands a person's capacity while encompassing all that one has achieved before. It is like, and I quote, a mind which, once stretched to a new idea, never goes back to its original dimensions. The Unitarian Oliver Wendell Holmes said that. James Fowler researched faith development by asking people such questions as, does life have meaning? What gives your life meaning? When you're most discouraged, what gets you up in the morning to return to the struggle? Faith, Fowler found, is not necessarily religious nor equated with belief. Rather, faith is your way of leaning into life and making sense of it. Your life is progressively centered around some basic set of meanings and values. Thus, faith is universal among human beings. To the literal faith of childhood, through conventional faith, where those in mainline religions tend to cluster, and then a more independent faith, where the majority of us are, to an integrating faith, seldom reached before midlife, if at all, and ultimately, the rare universalizing faith of maturity. Faith is not a box. Faith is an unfolding, a wide sky in which to grow. As we take faith evermore onto the horizons of that wide sky, we leave behind simplistic answers. When we stop boxing ourselves in, we slow down our doing that to other people. The constriction of faith, the boxing in, indicates an urge for security, for boundaries and certainty in this great age of doubt. In this great age of doubt, there are no certain assumptions, it seems clear. It abandons us to encounter the dark times of our lives and the deep darkness of all we do not know, with no sure map or guide. That is the fear, and I want to challenge it. As with the terrible what ifs of our childhood, which the mere presence of courage belied, experience has proven us survivors. You and I have already weathered dark nights of the soul. We have weathered the upheavals of faith that brought each of us here in the first place. We are proven survivors. I think of Philip Booth's brief sketch, First Lesson. Fly back, daughter. Let your head be tipped back in the cup of my hand. Gently, and I will hold you. Spread your arms wide. Lie out on the stream and look high at the gulls. A dead man's float is face down. You will dive and swim soon enough where this tide water ebbs to the sea. Daughter, believe me, when you tire on the long thrash to your island, lie up and survive. As you float now where I held you and let go, remember when fear cramps your heart, what I told you. Fly gently and wide to the light year stars. Fly back, and the sea will hold you. Lie back, and the sea will hold you. In meeting crises of faith and life, that is sage and true guidance. For like the sea, life flows. And may we flow with it, with an open mind, in a generous spirit. May it ever be so. Our benediction is from Buddha. Be ye lamps unto yourselves, be your own confidence. Hold to the truth within yourselves as to the only lamp.